There are a lot of things that matter to me. Family, community, culture, and peace of mind. Hi, it's Wilmer Valderrama, and when balancing life, I have to say nothing brings more comfort than having support. And when it comes to ensuring those things that matter to you the most, State Farm offers the support with an agent available in person or on the phone to discuss your coverage options. Support when you need it, however you choose. That's State Farm's way. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. 19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Unsanctioned Thursdays with Jeff Dye and me, Freddie. Let's start the show.
Ladies and gentlemen, are you ready? Shit's about to hit the fan. Welcome to Unsanctioned Thursdays on Wrestling with Freddie.
While we were gone, everything in the world happened in professional wrestling, which is complete and total BS. You guys couldn't wait until we were back on. So here's what's happened. Edge joined AEW, which was freaking crazy. Granted, he wanted to work with his friend, with Christian, and they got to have an awesome match in Canada with a spike baseball bat and this beautiful finale to their storyline. But I never in a million years would have thought he would have done that. CM Punk got fired by the company he helped build and then rehired by the company that fired him on his wedding day and then got injured and couldn't go to the WrestleMania that he was set to go to, all while we were gone. WWE has been making tons of moves globally, and now they're having international paid live events. They did the Elimination Chamber in Australia. Rhea Ripley got to be there. Indy Hartwell, who's a young wrestler, got to perform in front of her home people. The crowd was going crazy. She couldn't even help but smile the entire match, which was funny. Backlash is going to be in France. Bash at Berlin in August. They're going all over the world. I think they saw what AEW did in England and were like, F that. We can't let them have the biggest number. We got to get the biggest number. AEW has really started to come back and find its groove, despite not having MJF, which when he first left, it had been a bit of a struggle for them. But they signed Sasha Banks, a.k.a. Mercedes Moné, or I should say formerly known as Sasha Banks, now known as Mercedes Moné. They signed Okada and Jeff. They signed Will Ospreay.
Unreal. This best signing you could get, I'd argue.
Yo, WWE fumbled this so bad. And Will talked about this in an interview. He was like, yo, it was basically, and I'm paraphrasing, it was an NXT contract or it was millions of dollars at AEW. Peace. Like the fact that they didn't know this dude could cut a promo. Forget the fact that he's arguably the best wrestler in the world today. Okay. It might not even be arguable, but I'm saying arguable just to respect other wrestlers out there who maybe I haven't seen. His work on the mic is top notch. I sent a clip to my wife. I said, yo, this is Tom Hardy, but as a professional wrestler. And she wrote back, oh my God, he is. Like, even my wife watched his promo and was like, this was amazing. That last one he cut on Bryan Danielson, where he was talking about his shoes in the ring. Look, look, everyone, Bryan Danielson's shoes. And you know what? I looked at them and they were too small for me, bruv. And the whole crowd just goes crazy. And he's got this English, like, I don't know if it's a Northern accent. It might be a Northern. I don't want to get it wrong, but
it's not like proper. It's not like, oh, hello, yes, I'd like some tea. And,
yeah.
And oh, I can't believe you spoke to me that way. Yeah, it's very like just rough and in your face and take it or leave it. And his personality is as such. And then he shows incredible respect to his opponents at the same time as he disses them later on. It's like he doesn't go at Bryan Danielson until Bryan Danielson goes at him. He doesn't go at the Japanese dude that beat him up in New Japan, the one he just wrestled. I had never seen him work before, but he's even speaking to him in Japanese and showing him respect in the promo. Like, this dude is a top star. I cannot wait to see where he goes, dude. I've been talking a long time, Jeff. Jump in here.
I agree with you. I think Ospreay is the real deal. And he's not the only person like that. You know, like, wrestling has a lot of really big stars, but I think that this guy is the cream of the crop. And he has the opposite problem of some of the things we were talking about. He's still pretty young. He's only 30 years old. And he's got every single thing. Also, you don't have to be 7 foot anymore to be a successful wrestler. So I think Will Ospreay might have been a Eddie Guerrero, Benoit kind of guy in the 90s, but nowadays he's a star. There's sky's the limit for this guy. So I think that WWE screwed up big by not going out and getting him. Like, I would have thrown the whole bank at this guy.
To even think that he's an NXT talent is just insane. That's just, oh, let's control costs.
Right.
Like, that has to be what that was. They could not have seen him cut a promo and then offer him NXT. That's just like, how do you think you would get someone that talented who's going to be in demand and then offer him 70 grand a year, which is an NXT contract?
I think if you do what the Dodgers do and you just go out and buy an Ospreay, you buy an MJF, you just throw the money at those two guys I just named, an MJF and an Ospreay. I think AEW dies. I don't even think that they could compete. They'd become another, you know, thing that would still exist. But I think WWE wins that war if you could just go sign those two guys.
MJF and Will Ospreay are the two best of the younger generation. Like, there's nobody else even close. And there's great wrestlers out there that I love. But in comparison to those two, it's like there's those two guys, and then there's a great group of guys beneath them, and then there's everybody else. Like, they're top shelf. All right.
I was going to say AEW, it feels like what Tony Khan is doing is letting the fan kind of sneak into his business plan. It's slowly turning into this, like, look who we have from when I was young. Look, we got Edge. Look, we're giving Jake the Snake a bigger contract. It's like, dude, you got to invest in these young cats.
Yeah.
Grow up your things. Don't look for this nostalgic pieces thinking that's going to get a pop and whatever. And it might work and people might disagree, but that's just how I feel about it.
And for everybody who already knew about Ospreay, you guys are jerks because none of you told me about him. I'd only seen an Instagram clip of him getting flipped and landing. So screw you guys. All right, moving on. Oh, also, they signed Okada, the Rainmaker, and he had a great match with, not a great match, but a good match with Eddie Kingston. So they're really embracing the Japanese side of things, and WWE does to a certain extent as well, especially with their female wrestlers. The Rock joined the TKO board while we were gone. That's kind of big news. Raw is moving to Netflix. They announced that. That was kind of big news. SmackDown was moving to the USA Network. That ain't news. The USA needs wrestling. Their heart was broken when they lost Raw. It's one of their highest rated shows. Mm-hmm. And NXT is moving to the CW, which to me was the only one that was kind of like, what? Like, the CW has no identity. It's not like it was when it was the WB and it had Dawson's Creek and Buffy the Vampire Slayer, and it represented young America so well and what the youth was inspired by. It is an aimless boat with no sail sitting in the middle of the water waiting to be consumed by a bigger whale. Like, that's all the CW is. I'm telling you that it's not a shot. That's the nature of their business. Yes. They're about to get absorbed into an app and not even exist anymore, and there won't be a CW as we know it. Like, a lot of channels have sunk and gone into the corporate streaming services. I have no idea why NXT moved there. It should have just been on Peacock. I don't know why they couldn't cut a deal there. That's where they already have their previous deal. But yeah, so it's moving to the CW. And I've actually watched a couple episodes during our hiatus here. And I still wish they would shoot it differently. It's still shot like, you know, a high school play. Everybody just lines up in the middle of the ring. Even if there's four people, they just line up in a row. There's nothing cinematic about their shots. And it's not like they have different camera people. Like it's the same crew that shoots everything. They get cinematic right on Monday Night Raw with The Rock and Roman Reigns and shooting The Rock in the foreground. And Roman's a little blurry and Roman's side eyeing him. And that establishes a little tension in the bloodline. Like they can do cinematic shots. I've seen them do it and they just refuse to do it on NXT. It basically should just be a hard cam with no close-ups. And that would be the show. Maybe like the CW has notes for him, but I just don't understand why it would go there outside of they have nothing. That they were the ones buying live golf contracts, the CW. Like they don't know right who they are anymore. They don't have an identity. So this to me was just a very lateral move. It doesn't progress the business in any way, and it certainly doesn't progress NXT in any way.
I love sharing positive tips with my listeners on everything from health challenges to relationship troubles. Because life happens, baby, but you got this. Hi there, I'm Honey German, and I know we can all use some positive energy these days. That's why I make sure to empower my community, because a bit of motivation and support can go a long way. And luckily, we have State Farm to support us. Like when you talk to a State Farm agent to choose the coverage you need, and they have the options to protect the things you value most. It's the perfect positive tip you need. State Farm is also a big supporter of the My Cultura podcast network, where we as podcast hosts get to share our experiences and stories. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows wherever you listen to podcasts.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notified, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
And that's pretty much what happened when we were gone, you guys. Now, one of those things, had they happened during the season, would have been enough to talk about for weeks and weeks on end. But that's like 20 things. 20 things. And it's like they timed it out when our show ended. They're like, okay, now make everything huge. Make everything great. So we missed everything. But out of all that stuff, Jeff, what would you like to talk on?
I don't really care what we speak about, but there's been a billion things that have happened. And we've noticed that the second we went on hiatus is when everything exciting started happening. I would like to vent a little bit about how difficult these TV networks make it for us to watch things. It's just so hard. And it moves around. It's like, I feel like I'm constantly trying to, it's the new hunting. You know, we're not cowboys anymore. We don't go hunt our food. We have to go hunt our content. What app is it on? And, oh, I don't remember my login for this. And now, oh, you're going to send me a link that streams to a thing. And, oh, but this is a special event, or this one's blacked out, or this is a pay-per-view, but now the pay-per-views are on Peacock, but now Peacock put it to Netflix. It's just keeps jumbling around. If these TV networks want to keep our viewership and our loyalty, maybe figure out your crap. It's too hard to, like, you know, jumping from Monday nights to Saturday nights, and now wrestling's on Friday when I'm doing comedy. So I come back to my hotel at 1 a.m. just to start Monday Night Raw. It's very, very flustering. But I don't know if you guys agree with me or if you guys have those same, if you feel that, but it does feel like difficult to watch.
You know, this has been an issue ever since all the networks tried to catch up with Netflix and they all started buying each other out. And this, that's why anti-corporate philosophies have always been good. And that's why George Carlin was kind of right with a lot of the stuff that he said back in the day.
Yeah.
But all these buyouts to create these streaming services, understand something. These aren't plans that are being executed. These are moves that are being made. There's not a lot of forethought that goes into this, if that's the right term. There's not a lot of planning. It's just, oh my God, they did this. We have to make a move. And that's why all these streaming companies come up, buy all this content, and then they go away and they cancel all their shows. Like, if you want to know if a streaming service you watch is about to be bought out and you should cancel your subscription and save $10 a month, just watch how many shows they're canceling. If they're canceling the majority of their shows and only holding on to like one or two, they are about to be sold. I'm not going to call out the streaming companies that are doing this, but it's pretty easy to find out. They're looking to claim losses so that they can just sell out. And it makes it impossible to commit to a show. They're going to cancel it anyway. Why would I watch this crap? Which then hurts the show.
Right.
None of the contracts that they sign with these shows are for more than 1 year. It's not like there's no threat on the studio side. Like if I write a great show, it's called Wrestling with Freddie and Jeff, and it's an awesome show. We won't get a 5 year, 7 year contract. We'll be under one, but the studio's not under one, which means we can't work anywhere for 5 to 7 years. It's usually 7 years is your contract. So for 7 years without permission, you can't go anywhere, but there's no 7 year commitment on their end to keep the show. So there's no risk. There's no risk on their end. They can kill you at any time they want. And if they feel that they need to sell the company, that's what they do. They kill show with no financial penalty whatsoever. The only penalties that happen on the creative side of things, the writers, the directors, the producers, and the actors, and the musicians and the carpenters and everybody else, the electricians and the gaffers and everybody who makes your TV shows and movies that you love. That's where the risk is. The studios have none. And a lot of these bigger corporations that have come in lately, like Amazon, they don't even care about television or movies. These are tax write-offs for them. That's why they bought them, to claim them as losses. And they're assigning executives from their companies all of a sudden in creative positions when they have no experience in film or television. So that's why I think it's so hard to find something we like and then stick with it, because these aren't plans. These are moves. They're just lateral moves that people are making. And that's what the NXT thing felt like. It was just like, oh, you're going there now? Well, where are you going next year? Because CW probably won't even be around. Well, then we'll go to Peacock. Okay, now you're at Peacock. What happens if something goes? Instead of, if the networks would have just stayed the course and said, let Netflix be Netflix, and we just won't sell them our content. And if we don't sell them our content, they can't exist. And that should have been the studio move to deal with Netflix is, okay, you have every episode of Friends on your network. Yeah, you don't get to have Friends. Oh, you want to have this movie, so you don't get to have those movies. And if you're not selling your product, they can't buy it. They can't exist. But all these studios, there's money. I got to get my bonus. Yeah, you can have Friends for 10 years. Here you go. Yeah, you can have the Star Wars trilogy for 3. Like, here you go. All these like huge franchises, and that built Netflix. And now Netflix can make their own movies and they don't need your stuff. And now all these other networks are like, well, maybe we should stream too. It's like, you don't have to.
Right.
You didn't have to. Yeah. Now you did. And now every streaming service basically turned back into cable because now they all have commercials again. That's my half of the rant, Jeff. But yeah, man, that's what the business is nowadays.
It's very frustrating. And also, like, I mean, they've made some things are convenient, you know, like, oh, I can binge watch something. But even that, we're consuming it too fast. So they're going, all right, you got to tune back in next Tuesday. Well, we'll upload that. It's like, you have them all. Just give me them all. You know what I'm saying? Like, so it's very frustrating. Luckily, wrestling will be going to Netflix, where we won't have to worry about all this crap, but that's not till January.
Yeah, but it'll finally have its new home, and I feel like it'll be there for as long as it was on the USA Network. Like, it'll be a double decade, triple decade kind of thing. Like, they have their home. Netflix ain't going anywhere. And, everybody who doesn't have streaming services, get ready to cut that cord and get streaming services. Save yourself a couple bucks from cable and satellite, because they played themselves, and watch your wrestling, man. This is wrestling. I don't know how long this window is going to stay open. But wrestling has opened a window, and it was before The Rock. The Rock doesn't get to take credit for making wrestling cool again. It was all these young wrestlers that came up that made it cool again, but he certainly helped. It has this window now where I feel like there's room, and I'll say this on the show because you guys listen and you guys give a damn. I'm going out with a wrestling show this year. I've already shot like a little reel for it. I might fail. I might fall flat on my face. I might succeed. I might have the highest rated wrestling show on television. I don't know what's going to happen, but I had a plan and I followed through with this plan and I made it happen, you guys, and I'm going out with the show. I'm not saying I have a TV deal yet, but I have multiple places that want to see what we did and I'm going to show it to them and I'm going to sell the hell out of it. And if I'm fortunate enough and someone says yes, it only takes one person to say yes. If that person says yes, then I will give you guys all the inside scoop on the process of selling the wrestling show. There's probably a lot of you that fantasize about being small-time promoters too, which is all I want to be as a small-time promoter. If it becomes big time, cool. But I'll give you guys every single detail and talk you through the process step by step just to share that with you. I like giving people inside information and I'm not giving up the business. That was given up a long time ago. Go to YouTube, type pro wrestling plan B. You want to see some freaky shit? Type in pro wrestling plan B and you'll see the old timers giving up the business. So yeah, man, I love wrestling and I love movies and television and, I'm not trying to combine them all, but it's all a part of show business and I'm happy to share the whole process. Whether I fail or not, I'll tell y'all everything. We appreciate you guys listening in every week. Thank you for the Wednesday love and the Thursday love. We will see you every single week, every Wednesday with Wrestling with Freddie, every Thursday Unsanctioned. Make sure you guys give us some awesome 5-star reviews if you love our show. Share it with your friends. Share it with everybody. And that's it. Jeff, you want to say goodbye to the people?
We love you. Thanks for listening. Send me money on Venmo. Have a good week.
This has been a production of iHeart's My Cultura Podcast Network. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Professional wrestling, like real life, is full of surprises. Hi, everyone. It's Freddie Prinze Jr. And it's no surprise I can talk wrestling all day, any day. Kind of like how State Farm agents can talk insurance and help you choose the right coverage. When it comes to important insurance decisions, let State Farm support you with the coverage you need backed with 24/7 support. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.